Penguin Random House Audio presents Diary of a Mad Diva, written and read by Joan Rivers. This diary was written to the best of Joan Rivers' memory. As such, some of the events may not be 100% or even 5% factually correct. Miss Rivers is, after all, 235 fucking years old and frequently mistakes her daughter Melissa for the actor Lawrence Fishburne. Miss Rivers wrote this diary as a comedic tone, not unlike Saving Private Ryan or The Bell Jar. And while Miss Rivers doesn't really like skinny models and actresses, she doesn't actually believe that they're all bulimics and they all carry buckets instead of purses. Similarly, she does not really think that all Germans are anti-Semitic Nazi bastards and that all Mexican-Americans tunneled in across the border, that all celebrities are drug addicts, shoplifters, or closet cases, or that Noah built his ark with non-union labor. Yeah, right. Miss Rivers does, however, believe that anyone who takes anything in this book seriously is an idiot. And she says if anyone has a problem with that, they can feel free to call her lawyer, Clarence Darrow. Real quote. Sometimes people write novels and they just be so wordy and so self-absorbed. I am a proud non-reader of books. Unquote. Kanye West, Reuters, May 2009. This book be dedicated to Kanye West because he'll never fucking read it. Maybe he'll listen to it. Hi, Kanye. Didn't want to go to the wedding anyhow. January 1st. Dear Diary, this diary is my Christmas gift from Melissa and Cooper. And I am more disappointed than I was on my wedding night when I found out that my husband Edgar was half Chinese, and not the good half. And this diary is not even from a good store. I was hoping for at least a Cartier watch. I wouldn't have even minded if it was spelled with a K. I know, it's Christmas season and we're Jewish, and we shouldn't care about gifts. But indeed, if we did kill Christ, and I am not saying we did, I mean, for all we know, he could have slipped and fallen onto that cross. I mean, maybe the guy was clumsy. Maybe he drank. But then something's got to ease the guilt. And the more expensive that something is, the less guilty I feel. Anyhow, this is a new book for a new year, and I am feeling great. And to celebrate, I got matching vagina piercings with my two best girlfriends, Margie Stern and Bruce Jenner. I am writing this in Mexico. On the spur of the moment, Melissa Cooper and I decided to fly down here, and we were right. It is the perfect way to ring in the new year. A great resort, a private beach, and, plenty of servants who will do anything for a 25-cent tip. This place is kind of like a Downton Abbey with sombreros. Last night, I got an 8-hour pedicure, 8 hours, from a girl named Maria, while resting my feet on her brother, Jose, who was crouched over like a footstool. I let Jose switch positions every 2 hours or so that he wouldn't cramp, and more importantly, so Maria wouldn't slip and accidentally paint my ankles a dusty coral. Unfortunately, I cannot take credit for the position-switching thing. I got the idea by watching Amistad on cable last week. I think of the ship's captain had let the slaves actually switch sides every couple of days, not only would have they rowed faster, but they would have had the strength to make faces at Anthony Hopkins. This morning when I woke up and looked out of my window, there was a girl named Conchita. She was in the field threshing wheat so that her brother, Juan, would be able to make me toast for my morning breakfast. I appreciate all of my south-of-the-border neighbors' semi-hard work, and I hope they've stolen enough loose change during my vacation and lots of shiny trinkets from my bureau so that when they get caught trying to tunnel into America next month, they'll have money to pay for a mediocre deportation lawyer. January 2nd. Dear Diary, I haven't kept a diary in years. The last time I kept one, I had just come back from a girls-only weekend with Eleanor Roosevelt and her best friend, Gail. We all giggled that girls are better than guys, and then we...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?